Okay, great stuff. Good to see you, boys and girls. It's lovely to have you in the church this morning. I'm so pleased you're able to be here. And this is new for me. I don't come to Lisburn Baptist every Sunday, so I'm pleased to be here today as well. And I know you'll make me feel really welcome. I want to talk to you this morning, boys and girls, about something that you bring with you to church every Sunday. You also bring it to school with you every Sunday. And you also use them at home every day. And you use these things in different ways. Now, you bring them to church every Sunday. You bring them to school every day. You bring them at home and you use them in different ways. What do you think I'm talking about? Any idea? Bring them to church every Sunday. You use them in different ways. You bring them there home with you when you're finished church. You bring them to school with you. Yeah?
Books.
Books. That's a good answer. That's not the right answer, but it's a good answer. You use them in different ways, okay? Any idea what it might be? You've all got them here, right up here with you right now, so you have. You've brought them up to the front with you as well. Some of you are doing this with it. Some of you are sitting on them. Some of you got them in the air. What do you think it might be? Yes? Your hands. Okay, everybody wave your hands at me, okay? Put them in the air. All right, okay, that's brilliant. Okay, you've all brought them with you today. Did you not think you might leave them at home this morning? No, you brought them with you. Okay. Okay, that's good. I want to tell you a little poem this morning about hands. Now, I wonder, would some people come up and help me and hold this up so that your mums and dads and grannies and grandas can all see this as well. Okay, you come up, all right? You hold that one. All right, you go right up to the far end. All right, you go right up to the far end, okay? And somebody else, yep, you can hold that one, okay? And you can hold that one. Okay, you just fall in beside him there, all right? Okay. Okay, we can't really quite see them, maybe. They're not maybe big enough. Okay, you want to come up? Okay, right. You come up, right. Okay, move up a bit, guys. Move up a little bit. That's it, right up the wall there. Okay, can you read that, boys and girls? Yeah? Okay, who else wants one? Brilliant, okay. Okay, okay, all right, okay. Hold on a wee second. Right. Okay, here's a wee poem for you, boys and girls. Can you all see up here? Okay? It goes like this. Do you say it with me? My hands can clap. My hands can. My hands can catch and hold things tight. My hands can wave. My hands can. My hands can greet. Welcome, everyone. Now, okay. What I need you to do is I need you to do some actions for me. Okay. So, you need to do some actions. Are you ready? My hands can clap. My hands can write. My hands can catch and hold things tight. My hands can wave. My hands can. Oh, you can drum on the floor. It's all right. I don't mind. Okay. My hands can greet. Welcome, everyone. Okay. Do you think your mums and dads could do that? Yeah, I think they could. All right. Okay, mums and dads, you can help me up here. All right, this is hard work. You help me. All right, okay. One, two. My hands can clap. My hands can write. My hands can catch and hold things tight. My hands can wave. My hands can drum. My hands can greet. Welcome, everyone. Now, there's lots of things there that your hands can do. And there's something else hands are very useful for. Because hands can help you remember things. You know, when you want to remember something, do you ever do this? Do you ever write it on your hand? Do you? Make sure you use a washable pen if you do that. Okay. Some people write phone numbers or they write bring homework tomorrow or something. And I thought, what's your name?
Stevie.
Stevie. Okay, Stevie. What's your name?
Elliot.
Elliot. I'm going to try to remember your names, you see. I'm going to write them on my hand to help me remember. What's your name?
Daniel.
Daniel. Okay, Daniel. Because I've never met you before. What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew. Okay, Matthew. Okay, what's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, okay. And what's yours? Jewel. Jewel, all right.
Matthew.
Matthew. And?
Shelby.
How do you spell that?
S-H-E-L-B-Y.
S-H-E-L-B-Y. Shelby, right. You maybe know all these ones, do you? Do you know all their names? But I've never met them before, but I'll tell you what their names are. This is Stevie, and this is Elliot, and this is Daniel, and this is Matthew, and this is Jonathan, and this is Joel, and this is Matthew, and this is Shelby. Is that right?
Yeah.
How did I remember all their names this morning? or wrote them on the hand with a washable pen. All right, so I can wash it off. And you see, hands are great for all sorts of things. Boys and girls, I have a verse from the Bible that I want to teach you this morning, which tells us a little bit about hands. Okay? And it says this. You say this verse with me. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Isaiah chapter 49, verse. Brilliant. Do you think you can say all that together? Let's do this. After two. One, two. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Isaiah chapter 49, just like I was able to remember Stevie and Elliot and Daniel and Matthew and Jonathan and Joel and Matthew and Shelby's names by writing them on the palms of my hands. So God thinks about you every day because he's got your name written on the palms of his hands. Now his hands are not like our hands, obviously. He doesn't have hands and eyes and ears like we do. But in order to help us realize how much he loves us, he says, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. That means he has written your name. He thinks about every single one of you. About Stevie and Elliot and Daniel and Matthew and Jonathan and Joel and Matthew and Shelby and all your names and all the mums and dads and the adults in this building this morning. God cares and thinks about you more than you realize. In fact, the Bible says he knows how many hairs you've got on your head. Wow. Amazing. He's got them all numbered. He thinks about you more than all the grains of sand and all the seashores in all of the world. Do you ever go onto the beach and scoop up a handful of sand? You ever want to start counting the grains of sand? One, two, take a long time, wouldn't it? Just in one handful? How many grains of sand are there in all the seashores in all the world? God thinks about you more than that. And the Bible says, let's read the verse again. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands, Isaiah chapter 49. Now, if God thinks about you like that, he wants you to think about him. He loves you so much he gave Jesus to die for you. And he wants you to come and accept Christ as your Savior and live your life when you grow up through your teenage years and into your adult years to live your life for the Lord. This poem teaches us all sorts of things that hands can do. God says he has inscribed our names on the palms of his hands. Do you think you could remember that? Let's say our Bible verse one more time. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands, Isaiah
chapter 49, verse
16. That's great. Now I want all the boys and girls just to bow your heads, and all the mums and dads, adults as well, and I'll pray for you just now. Dear God, we thank you that you think about us so much that you've inscribed our names on the palms of your hands. Thank you, dear God, for your love. Please help each of us to respond to your love. And boys and girls, if you want to respond to the Lord's love, you can say this prayer quietly as you stand or sit there. Dear Lord, thank you that you love me. I give you my life just now. Help me to follow you forever. I'm sorry for my sins, but thank you that Jesus died for me. Amen.